Page 51. Exercise 3. Listening. City festivals. 1.
My hometown is Milan, Ohio. It's well known because it's the birthplace of Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb. But it's also known for something else. Melons. Yes, we grow a lot of melons in Milan, and for 3 days every September, we have the Milan Melon Festival. We started the festival in 1958, and in my opinion, it's one of the best festivals in the United States. There are only 1,500 people who live in Milan, but the festival brings about 100,000 people to our town every year. There are lots of events at the festival, so it's really fun for the whole family. There are races, a large parade, and eating contests. Those are fun to watch. Oh, and if you want to buy melons at the festival, you can.
2.
I'm from Busan, South Korea, and we have the Busan International Film Festival. The first festival was in 1996, and it's been growing every year. The festival has new films and new movie directors. It is always in the fall, but it's not always in the same month. Sometimes it's in August, sometimes in September, and sometimes in October. It lasts a little over a week. It's really exciting. There are, of course, a lot of films to watch. You can see documentaries, dramas, animation, comedies, you name it, from all over the world. At the festival, they give awards and people give speeches. You can even take part in discussions of the films. My favorite awards are the Audience Award and the Asian Filmmaker of the Year Award.
3.
The Historic Center Festival of Mexico City is one of my favorite festivals. It's held every year in April and lasts about 3 weeks. It started in 1985 to help rescue the historic downtown area of the city, especially the area around El Zócalo, which is the main square. The festival helps preserve the culture and history of the area. In the 1960s and 70s, there was a big effort to rebuild the area. It's so beautiful now, and the festival has really helped to bring a lot of people to the area. There are many events and things to do. There is music, dance, theater, and storytelling. There are also things like art exhibits, museum tours, and games. It's different every year.
4.
There's a really cool festival in Scotland called the Edinburgh Fringe, but I think the official name is the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. It started in 1947 and takes place every August. It's a huge festival and lasts about 3 weeks. You can see all kinds of plays, classic ones like Shakespeare, or new ones. It's unusual because actors perform their plays in castles, conference centers, parks, or even in someone's home. A performance 1 year was held in the back of a taxi. There are also dance performances, children's shows, and music. It's the biggest festival of its kind in the world. 1 year, there were over 30,000 performances.